In this section, we're going to talk about self-esteem and worth. Because if your self-esteem is low, it's going to be really hard to put some of these things into place. You might find that you've tried to address some habits, or you've tried to, even as simple as drinking more water or getting more rest. But actually, if your self-esteem is low, it's hard to make time to do those things, because ultimately underneath it all, do you feel deserving of rest? Do you feel deserving of happiness and support and enjoyment? It's so important that we address self-esteem, because so often it is the invisible barrier between us and doing the things that we know will help us. It might be accepting support, it might be having a conversation with a friend about something you haven't chatted about before. It might be booking an appointment. It might simply be letting someone make you a cup of tea in your own home so that you can sit on the sofa for a few minutes longer. To be able to address your emotional and mental well-being, you need to have an understanding of quite how deserving you are of the time and effort it sometimes requires. If I were to ask you whether you believed in equality, you know, most people would say a resounding yes. You know, say we're all worth 1 point. I'm worth 1 point. You're worth 1 point. The people that you love and admire most in the world, your baby included, are worth 1 point. Therefore, your needs, your opinions are as equally valid as the people that you love and value most in the world. Therefore, you are as deserving of support, as deserving of having your needs met, as those that you so readily support. So where is your self-esteem at? I think it's really helpful first to understand what self-esteem is. So your self-esteem and your self-worth are two different things. Your self-worth is like a car windscreen. Your self-worth is unchanging. Your self-esteem, however, is like the little bugs and the dust and the mud that gets flicked onto the windscreen that can so easily distort your vision of how you see what is outside, how you see the world, how you experience it. And it's so important that you turn on those windscreen wipers every now and again so that you can get some clear vision of to what your fundamental unchanging worth is. So I want to focus for a moment on your self-esteem, which is formed along the years from the ways that you've been treated, from the ways that you've spoken to yourself, from the ways that you've been spoken to, the experiences that you've had along the way. All of these things work to form how valuable and deserving you understand yourself to be. So much of this goes unchallenged. Think of your self-esteem as a collection of sticky notes, really bright, colourful sticky notes that have been stuck to you along the way. Some of mine have been, I'm a failure, I'm stupid, I'm not good enough. And those will have been applied due to certain situations or perhaps ways that I've been treated along the way. And it's so important that we take a moment to look at those sticky notes and think, who said that? Where has that come from? Is that actually truth? Would the people that really know and love me agree with that? Perhaps I need to put that one down. Perhaps I need to question that one. Perhaps I need to speak to someone about that one. As we start to address our self-esteem and as we start to recognize our value and our worth, we find it easier to implement the things that are going to build us up and nourish us, which is so important as mothers, as you're giving more than ever.